I'm Belinda Colon. I'm the curator at the Art Center of the Capital Region and one of the partners on the Uniting Line project. So we are under the Hoosick Street Bridge between 6th Avenue and River Street, creating murals on all of the pillars and pilings underneath the Hoosick Street Bridge for the Uniting Line. It's part of a project that talks about the Gems of Troy, who are those people who live here in Troy and around the bridge and not around the bridge. This was all created by artist Jade Warwick, who is also known as Trash Kid. So the Hoosick Street Bridge was part of the federal government's highway system in the 70s. And so it came to New York State. This was a connector between Albany and Rensselaer. So unfortunately, it sort of went through this blue-collared area that people lived in. There were relationships with businesses here, and it sort of broke that up. So I think a lot of people think of downtown Troy to the south and then North Central to the north, you know, and it has caused this division. But the history of who was here, what was here, I don't know the specifics of that. But it has caused some redlining because it's separated the community into different areas and regions. And it's a very large separation, you know.
What was the process of finding the artist for this bridge, deciding to do it underneath the bridge? It's a long process. Could you walk us through it a little bit?
Sure. Well, first I have to step away. One of the questions, how did we decide on under the bridge? That was a conversation between our partner executive directors and the city of Troy. We were looking for locations that we wanted to connect with some of the ongoing upgrades to the city of Troy. And this area right here is part of a Hoosick Street project that is being created through the city of Troy. So we had discussed this location as being extremely visible, extremely used by the community, and definitely in need for some attention. So we thought this would be a wonderful place to highlight positive energy and community and just create an overall awareness that brought joy to this community. When it comes to choosing the artists, we put a call for art out, an open call for art for anyone within, I believe it was a 100-mile radius of this region, which pretty much expanded out to just above Poughkeepsie, just up to Lake George area and out east and west. And we tried to stay in New York. We didn't go far out into to Vermont or Massachusetts. But we put the call for art out. We had a panel that we put together of administrators and community members who helped direct us on how to do that, the best way to make sure it was available to everyone. We then had those panelists go through the 17 applications that we received and pick the top five. First it was 10, and then once we looked at all the applications, we had a discussion. There were only five that we could see that would come to fruition, because of the styling of the pilings or weather or lighting or anything of that nature. So then those five were then brought down to three. And that was chosen by the committee, the panelists, and the partners. We then released those three artists to the community and said, give us your feedback. Let us know how you feel about this. Let us know what you like. Let us know if there's anything you feel is missing. So we put that online. We had different displays and setups around different organizations around Hoosick Street, as well as it was on our websites. It was a pamphlet that we handed out. Once we received the feedback, the partners and the panel all came together and further discussed the implementation of the work, what could be done, what the community was saying, how they felt like which artists really, or artists' work really connected to them. And it really came back to Jade. There was a lot of response about Jade and how important people thought that her work was to this community.
What were some of those comments? Why did this artwork resonate with the community?
Well, I mean, her work is about the people who live around here, you know, and I think the BIPOC community, as well as other members of the community, appreciated that she was placing illustrations of people who you would see in the community, people playing music, playing basketball, spending time with their family, and feeling like they could relate to it. It was very colorful, it was playful, it was fun, but I think it was more about people feeling like they could relate to it. that it wasn't over their head, that it was something that they felt like they could see every day and it would make them smile. It would make them think about their community, think about their relationship with this bridge. The whole project is called Uniting Lyme, right? So we want people to come here and feel unified and feel part of it. So I think that really stamped the yes, we have to go with Jade. Another part of the process is the artists had to let us know if they wanted to just design the work or they wanted to implement to work their design as well. So out of the top three, there was only one artist who really wanted to implement and design all of their work. Unfortunately, that person wasn't chosen by the partners. So we went to Jade and said, hey, we have this great design from you. Is there any chance that you would still help us implement some of these illustrations and go in and help us with the designs and work? And she agreed. So that sort of helped us really say, okay, we think we can handle this. We got to hire the right people and make sure that we have people who have experience with mural work, with other types of work, with freehand work. And we found as many of those as we could find, and we're working with that. So
I'm Kendra Farstad, and I am one of two art directors on the project. I was brought on to help manage the project because of my muraling experience of over 15 years doing so, and some organizational and supervisory experience as well. Same with my co-director, Cindy Fiorini. So we were both brought on to give the artist direction and to ensure for quality control, ensure that we are monitoring the artist so that they're accurately depicting the designer Jade Warwick's design and bringing it to life. We are also here to make sure safety protocols of being on lifts are being met, and kind of the minutia of day to day, making sure we have the paint we need. And we're both on this project, I'll speak for both of us here, because we believe in the value of public art. We believe that it's a transformational opportunity for this underserved area, and we're seeing it on a day-to-day basis with people walking by and thanking us, and it's been very moving and very powerful. And there's another level added in the characters that Jade chose to design, because she chose to design people that actually live and work in this neighborhood. It's not a canned caricature of Americana. It's very specific to Troy, and I think that's very poignant and very important to the project as a whole.
So to the technical side of it, the underpass has many different sides to it. You have a drawing. I know Jade hasn't painted underneath the bridge before. What are some of the difficulties, and how do you make sure that it has an accurate representation on the underside of these bridges?
Jade made small scale drawings. I do this as my job all the time, so I see things big, and I know it sounds weird or maybe cocky, but I am able to scale things from a piece of paper up. So that's a skill set that not a lot of people have. So being able to come in with a two-dimensional rendering on a piece of paper and then wrap it underneath a three-dimensional object is just kind of something that I've learned over the years. And I have watched, it's something I take for granted. I don't realize that everybody can't do it, but I've watched some of the artists on our crew struggle a little bit. So we've talked them through it, and I think that's the most inspiring thing for me throughout the course of the project, is watching predominantly studio artists come in not knowing how to hold a brush or a roller, or being just very insecure with their ability and skill. And now they're confident. They have confidence in their ability. They are going for it. And the last four columns, we actually let the artist draw out instead of having Cindy and I draw them. So we gave them ownership of those four piers, which has been really cool to watch them do.
My name's Nick Genji. I'm a senior at RPI. I study biomedical engineering.
So you've been at RPI for 4 years?
Yes.
And what's your relationship to downtown Troy?
Downtown Troy, it's usually, I've never lived down here, I never lived in any kind of apartment down here, but usually I come down pretty much every weekend for food or the farmer's market, and occasionally, you know, service like this.
Have you built a relationship with Troy, and is that why you are painting the mural?
I'm actually part of a community service organization, but we do we do like to help, like, you know, make it be better and more beautiful and stuff. So I'm happy to be here.
I think RPI is sometimes criticized for keeping too much distance from the real downtown Troy. Do you have any feelings on that?
It does feel like we're kind of separate and all, because it feels like we're far away and all. It would be nice to have a better relationship. I do know, actually, that there's some kind of organization or some kind of movement, a new club or something that's trying to, through the student union, I think, make better relationships with Troy, but I haven't heard any you know, actually substantive things that they've done yet. I think it's just something new that some students were starting to talk about.
And after you graduate, are you going to still feel like you have a relationship with Troy?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, Troy will definitely, it's been such a big part of my life now at this point. Even if I'm not here, I think I still have, you know, a pretty good relationship with Troy.
Oh, hi, I'm April. And I drive by, I see people painting here. Actually, I live nearby, so I drive here every time. I saw the bridge, you know, the under the bridge turns beautiful flower. I just love it. Yeah, I get basically impressed by the artist who did this. And today I'm very lucky, I drive by, I saw people painting here. I said, I have to enjoy it. And especially with my 2 years and 8 months son, I would like him have this experience because, you know, he loved drawing like stuff and he did great job, a little bit of mess. Just I'm happy he can, you know, learn this.
And you're a resident of Troy?
Yes.
So what does it mean to you to have a chance to participate in this large mural that is a part of your community?
Well, it's, you know, the big improve the surrounding of the community and make our surrounding looks beautiful and looks more pleasant and enjoyable.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Fiorini. I'm one of the co-directors here. I would say the most amazing part, or the really inspirational part for us as the crew and the painters, is the reaction of the community that walk by, that are in the cars, that are passing by, their reactions, their excitement to transformation of the space, that it's so, just so fun and so happy. That's probably been one of my most favorite parts about doing this whole thing, is to see how it's just livened up this area. It's just brightening it up. It's just giving the feel of a completely different feeling compared to what it used to be.
Are you getting any criticism to this project?
Not at all. Not at all. No, it's been completely positive.